On this particular segment, I think I'm going to touch on something that you probably wouldn't expect, the economy. Now, let's face it, I am not a political person at all, thanks be to God, but I am aware of what's happening in the families that surround me. I mean, let's face it, as a priest, I'm dealing with people who are losing their jobs and they're suffering and they have to go without. And, you know, I really see in what's happening around us as not something that is devastating, but something that is going to afford us the ability to take a look at, I would say, not revamp, but take a look at exactly what we've been doing. You know, our country, our society basically is built on borrowing. I mean, and I can see that. And someone told me the other day that that Jefferson wrote something about banks, and he says that banks can even be more dangerous than a military. And why? Because every time we borrow, we basically thrust our children into greater debt. We make them pay for our wants and our needs or our lusts or whatever it is that we have. I look at the things around us in life and I realize that they're just things. They really can't give us happiness. I come from a family that really went through the Depression, the Great Depression. And to tell you the truth, it seemed to me that when they talked about it, they weren't always just talking about the bad. They were talking about how they united together and how they worked together and how their faith carried them through so many things. They learned new things, new ways of approaching the dilemmas and the difficulties and the problems of their life. The church presents us with something that is greater than the economy. Almost certainly we need a fairly decent economy. But something that's greater means that we have to stop focusing on everyone else and on the almighty dollar if we're ever going to get to heaven. I mean, really, when you stop and think of it, everybody seems to expect our government or president or our Senate or whoever it might be that has been placed in power to make heaven on earth outside of that heaven that Christ brings us. In other words, we should have a utopia. Everyone should have something. Everyone should have this. We have a right to almost everything. The right we have is to be good, to be holy, to be pure, to be honest, to be gentle, to be compassionate, to be merciful, to be forgiving. That's the rights that we have. Those are the things that we have to struggle to actually accomplish in our lives. And something that really bothers me. What bothers me is that every single time I turn on the television, I see nothing but people getting riled up about the sins of others. CEOs and their kickbacks or their monies. Who cares? I mean, really, does it affect your life in so much as when you get to heaven, God's going to say, do you love me? Or is it the things that surround us that we've fallen in love with? That's the problem. We can fall in love with the gifts of God and ignore the giver. We have to be careful because we are living in a society that could easily turn against itself. I see so many times and in so many places a demonization of others. And I have to tell you that anytime I hear somebody demonizing someone else, that means I have to look even closer at them. And the reason is because I believe that if they are pointing the finger at someone else, we better stop and look at who's pointing. Because they're usually the ones that are culpable. Those are the ones that I'd have to really check out. Why should we become agitated and angry and upset? Why should we work ourselves up into some frenzy about stuff, about things? If you have noticed, has anything that you or I have said made a difference? Apparently not. If nobody is listening, when are we going to learn that you can only talk to a brick wall for so long before you realize you're wasting your breath? Then what are we supposed to do? That's what you're thinking. What am I supposed to do? Fall in love with God. Start seeing God as your father, not the president. Start seeing God as the giver of good things instead of some group of people who get together and all they do is want to tax you to death. Well, that's fine. But I will say this, that when we lose sight of our true goal, that's when we're going to lose everything. It is only a good Christian that makes a good politician, because only then will they have a moral backbone. And that's what's missing, a moral backbone. We have lost ours. They have lost theirs. When are we going to stand up and just become good? When are we going to look at our own lives instead of trying to pull the splinter out of everybody else's while yet ignoring the log in our own? That's what we should be doing in this world. None of us know if we're even going to be alive tomorrow. Don't let what's happening around you affect your ability to love and allow yourself to be loved. Don't focus on the stuff of this life. Rather, see it as what it really is, a means, a stepladder, so to speak, to loving each other, to loving God. If we do not pull ourselves back from this mad rush to things and materialism, all the doom and gloom predictions will be a reality. Stop. Stop blaming everybody else. Stop pointing fingers. Stop getting angry. Anger can't bring anything but a loss of the peace that Christ came to give us. He said, remember, there was an unjust government. They were taxing the people to death. Sound familiar? And what did he say? Give unto Caesar what is Caesar's, but give unto God what is God's. He kept trying to point us back to the right direction. And I know that may seem almost crazy to some people. It may seem almost impossible, maybe ludicrous. But I guarantee you this. Peace can only come through true faith, through true trust in God as a loving and affectionate Father. The farther we move from God as our Father, the one who truly is the not only the author of all life, but of all created things, only then will we truly have peace. Peace within our soul, peace within our families, peace in our country, peace in the world. Please, for the love of God, be concerned with your neighbor, yes. Do what you can to help everyone around you, because God will provide. He will. But we have to trust and hope in Him. Don't put your trust in any Messiah outside of Christ. And if you do love Christ with all your heart, if you see God as a loving and affectionate Father, and you accept the Spirit's action in your life, you will have peace. It is a promise by God.